Blog Talk Radio.
Some places not, because I am up here in Maine, originally born in Boston, Massachusetts, and as you hear me talk, you can hear the authentic Boston accent. Yes, it is authentic. Yes, go for me. Anyway, we turned our clock back an hour. Woohoo! For that extra hour of sleep. Actually, I was kind of busy, and I think I might take a little nap, but I am doing a special show today. And anybody that wants to call in or video chat, let me remind you, I do not want to talk about sexual orientation. I don't want to talk about politics. Leave that for the voting and everything anywhere else. I want to talk about dreams and inspiring people and, you know, to help people motivate them for their dreams. Because there's too much negativity in this world. Stop it. You can do a dream. Right now I'm sitting with the towel on my head. So thank goodness I don't have the camera on. Because I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a special show and I'm going to put it out there. And like with anybody doing a dream, you know, everyone knows I want to work with Jackie. And I got Jackie Chan's attention. Yes, that's what it is. But let me just say, when you get a hold of people, doesn't mean anything's going to be given to you. You've got to work for it. Now, of course, you know, maybe some people are given things, but, you know, that's perfectly fine. I just appreciate the things that I'm doing because people are making me work for things, and I've had to work for things most of me my whole life. But I don't mind that because it actually makes me appreciate the good things to come. And I'm doing a show to hopefully, you know, help maybe raise money for Falcare. Now, you can go to the Facebook page itself. You can write to them, message them. You can donate. It's Falcare. F as in Frank, A-L-C-Y-Y-R. Now, people I know out there, if you haven't heard of the film, I mean, if you know me, I mean, probably listen to my show, and, you know, if you're friends on my Facebook page, you'll definitely know about the film itself. But it's something where there are women with all different backgrounds and such, and we are playing a Wonder Woman type of role. We're leads. And let me just say, we had the 1% so far of training yesterday, and we had the big, a big, huge train. The five of us women were carrying, and, you know, we're dodging cow poop and stuff, and it's big, huge, huge, all this land where Ahura is filming. And it's all starting to slowly, slowly come together. We've been filming and been working on this. And what I'm asking for people, if you want to donate, now, he is asking for funds and such, you know, for Unicopia Pictures to help with the film. And what we really want to do is to bring it to movie theater. You know, I'm not talking about a little tiny independent film. I'm talking about big mainstream. And as of right now, you know, he was asking to help donate for $35,000. What I'm doing just for today is for asking people if they can just at least donate towards the costume. From what I found out, even though they have to, you know, from what the costume is, I know exactly where the money's going. I know how much it's going to cost, and they even have to add to it more part of the costumes. Now, there's five of us, and for each of the costume, it is $140. So even just today, you know, just hear me out, even though they're asking for $35,000 to help fund the film, the thing is itself, what I'm asking for today, if you want to help donate to at least the costumes, even my costume is $140, and like I said, I think it's $700 for five women. So anybody, you know, I'm not really so much a promoter per se, but I can talk, and people do listen, and it will help out with the costumes. It's for, I believe, our final costumes. Now, my brother is also, you know, a lead too. But for us women, I think the big thing right now is to get, you know, the costume done. And we're part of, you know, filming for our training session. And let me say, we are training in the film itself. If you've seen, like, what Rocky did and such, it's exactly what we're doing. You know, it's getting colder, but we are training. And I know just from that 1% yesterday, seeing what we were doing out there, and it's getting colder. You know, if you've actually seen the films like Rocky, you know, it's not anything to do with Rocky, whatever, but this is actually going through my head and how all the martial artists have trained. But we're really doing it out there in the cold. We're doing it the old-fashioned way. We're doing it in the cold, training. I know people are, like, loving this, but what's anybody also help doing? Now, it does help Falcare, but it actually continues with my own path and my destiny because me, myself, I've always been the underdog, but that's okay because it helped me to work harder. So anybody that is help donating towards the film, you are helping to continue my story. So in another way, you'll be kind of like my heroes out there. So if you are helping to donate towards the film, you know, and if anybody does help today, donate even $140 towards my costume, towards the costume, I personally will give you a call back, a video Skype, 1.5 hour. I will sit and video Skype with anybody that does want to donate towards the film today, but it has to be at least $140 to cover my costume. Or, you know, if you're doing $700, whatever it is, I will personally video Skype. I will personally handwrite a written thank you note to you for the donations towards Falcare. This is what I'm willing to do. I will take time out, and I will video Skype anybody that does want to donate towards the film. You just have to message me, you know, go to my Facebook page, once I know that you've done the donation, and when I find out, I will personally video Skype you. I don't care where you are, whatever country, wherever you are, if you help donate towards this film, I will personally give you a video chat session. So if that's fair, if it's straight, because people want something back, you know, in the money. I mean, I think, I don't know if you get credits in the film or not. I don't know exactly how that works, but this is what I'm willing to do. If anybody today is willing to help out to pay for the costumes for the film, I personally will give you a video Skype, you know, session, a half-hour session. For every $140 you donate, and I'm looking to help, you know, to do this fundraiser today to help towards Falcare. But you don't give the money to me. You have to go to Falcare itself. You have to go to you can go to the page, the Facebook page, and you can ask them how to donate there. You can go to the fundraiser page. You can go to Utacovia, the school and such, and let them know, you know, you heard Shelley talk about it and you'd like to donate money. Now, once I know you donate the money, I will personally give you a call, you know, just to say hi and such like this. This is how I'm trying to help raise money, just for today, for at least the costumes. Yes, they are looking for more money, but this is what I'm trying to do in my own way to be part of it, to help donate. I'm not a promoter per se, but I'm just trying to do my part because I do believe in something, and I just want to give it my all. Now, when I opened up the show, it had battle song, and if you know any type of film out there, you know that music, it sets the mood. And when you hear battle song, you'll know, because that song is actually in the film itself. So you'll hear that feeling. So I'm going to play it for you once again. Now, if anybody wants to call in, remember, this is the number. There's two numbers. There's 347-989-1473. So it's 347-989-1473. And then the other one, 877-907-7217. 877-907-7217. So, once again, if you donate funds, you know, towards the film, I will personally write you a thank you card. I will send it to you from my own handwriting. Now, I know nowadays no one does cards and stuff anymore, like technology, but I will personally write you a thank you note. So this is what I'm willing to do, because I know people, they would like, you know, maybe people would like a little bit of appreciation and thank you for donating. And I know exactly where the money's going to, because I know people, when they hear about the Kickstarters and, you know, the fundraisers and such, they're very wary. They don't know. But since I've been part of this, I do know where the money's going to. And if you really think about, even on set, Z, you know, he tries to even feed the actors. I mean, it's like little tiny things that you don't even realize. I mean, it's stuff that they have to do, the makeup, you know, all the materials. Just in the costumes, they are making the materials, you know, putting them together. And it's just the major part, I think, is kind of put together for the major part of our battle suits. But then they have to transform it, because we have to have some part of a uniform. So I can't really say what it is, but it's really exciting because I saw what it looks like, so I know exactly where the money's going. Now, I'm going to play the song once again, if you didn't hear in the beginning of the show, Battle Song. This is what sets the mood for a film, and I'm going to play it once again, so I want you to hear it. So here we go with Battle Song.
Thank you.
once again, that was Battle Song with the man, the myth, the legend himself, the horrors, the chords, the Lisa, and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. And yes, since everybody that's part of Unicovia, they tend to get, to be part of, part of the music too. I don't know each and every person that is part of the song. I know it's majorly a horror and his lovely wife, Sonari. And I have the honor of being there every Saturday. I mean, I can pop them any time down the street. I mean, doing things myself and working 10 hours a day and trying to do other things, you always think you have more time and you just try to get so much out of each and every day. And I have to say, I'm so blessed that I actually have Sunday off to do other things because I already know after yesterday carrying that huge tree. It was a very long tree, but it was actually kind of heavy, and it was five of us carrying it, and I'm thinking, this is just the beginning. And it does have this rocky type of feel to it. It has nothing to do with Rocky, but, that montage of Rocky training in the winter in the snow, that's, I think, exactly what we're going to be doing, because pretty soon it's going to start snowing here, and that's exactly what's going to happen. And I'm like, I'm getting what I wish for. This is exactly what I want. And is it going to be hard? Yeah, it's going to be hard, but, it's something where I'm lucky and blessed because, I just feel very lucky. I mean, I never thought I'd be doing any of this at all. And if anybody ever wants to talk about the dream, you're welcome to on my show at 877-907-7217. And don't worry, I will make sure. If you're going to talk about your dream, you will not be disrespected and such. I'll let you actually talk about it a little bit. I wanted to start this platform for people that have dreams. And even if you're afraid to call in and you're just listening to my show, does not, I support you, whatever your dream is. And if it's something where you don't think you can do it, maybe you won't be doing it at the present time because I never thought I would be doing any of this whatsoever. And, sometimes in our life, we can be around negative people, people who try to stop you, and you just have to get away from those people. And what I've called them for years is energy-sucking vampires, and that's what you have to get away. I've been actually using that term for a while, and I think other people I know have used this term too, people that I've known. But it's something that I've used for many years now. Energy sucking vampires, you just have to stay away from them because they will just seem like they're happy, but they can try to put on a good fake and a fake persona. And really, deep down inside, they're unhappy with anybody that's happier than themselves. So, you might think they could be friends, but they're really not. And you really have to get away from those people because sometimes in life, when you have something that is a dream, sometimes people can be happy for you, but it's only to a point. So what you have to do is you have to keep continuing to go on a dream. And people are going to try to persuade you in any other fashion, whatever they're going to tell you to do, they're going to try to, change you from doing persuading. And it's just not like people that could be in your life. I mean, it's in the entertainment business. People are going to try to tell you to do all these different things. Now, for me, what works for me is my Boston accent, and it's something that's helped me to get parts. And people were saying, you have to get rid of your Boston accent. I go, why? I'm not going to play a Southern Belle. I'm not going to play Barbie. I get parts based practically upon my Boston accent. So when people are telling me to get rid of my Boston accent, if this is what's helping me to get parts, if it's not broke, why should I have to fix it? Why should I have to get a coach? I mean, if there were ever parts, maybe I'd get a coach to get rid of my accent, but there's no need to do that. I can keep my Boston accent and still do film roles, and it's just something that is part of me. And people can tell wherever I'm from. They sometimes think I might be from New York, but I'm from Boston, just living in the inner cities. And it just gives me that little extra something. So when you think of Shelley Nunchucks, I mean, you're going to automatically think, I am from Boston. So I like carrying that, and it kind of makes me feel like I'm standing out, and people do notice my accent. And some people, they just want me to keep talking and talking and talking. Now, having a radio show, let me say, talking and talking and talking and talking, you kind of could think of tiredness or something, but I'm trying to drink a little bit of an energy drink here and just go da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you have to keep talking. You kind of got to be entertaining and just keep talking because, I know people are listening to my shows because I'm looking in the archives and you've got hundreds of people who end up listening to your shows. I must be doing something right. I mean, it's fun running this radio show and just continuing to talk in it. I talk all day in my full-time job. And speaking of jobs and such, what you should do if you want to have a dream and such, it's not impossible. You just work long hours on your dream so you can take some other time off. I mean, this is what I'm doing. I'm working Monday through Thursday. I'm working 10 hours a day. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I can have time off to do my dream. And it's really a great feeling that I am actually able to do this. So maybe that's a way you think of you be able to do your dream is work more hours, you know, on something. And I think I have a guest. I don't know who this is. I'm going to, like, it's on a video chat. I'm going to be like, hello? Why is it not letting me? Okay. Let's see. I'm going to be like, hello? Why? Okay. I'm not really too sure. It's not letting me, I do apologize, for some reason it's not letting me type in there. Let's see. That's funny. It's not letting me, it's not letting me type in the video chat. That's really strange. Maybe if I reset it? I don't know. Let's see if I can actually do it in a different window. I'm going to try to reset the chat. And it says there's a guest. Let's see. I'm going to say, this is Shelly. I don't know who's doing it. Okay. Welcome. All right. I know someone is there. I don't know if they logged in. It says guest 2682 on my video chat. And I don't know, is it like those type of heavy breathers, you know, that they're there on your phone, but they're not answering you back? See, this is one reason why I'm not really too sure that I want to do the video chat, is because if people aren't answering you, why have the video chat up? They're just there. But anyway, let's see. Let's see if it's like, all right, who's this? Let's see who's going to, who's this? I know someone's there, but they're just not answering. Maybe they could have problems with their connection or something. But anyway, I don't know if I'm going to try to reset this. Maybe I'm just having problems with the video chat on the board itself. Let's see, one small chat. Okay. I'm typing once again, hello, it's not letting me, for some reason it's not letting me keep the small video chat up. I guess I actually got to blow it up in a bigger page, the video chat. Okay, there's a guest in the video chat, I mean the chat room, but they're not answering back. Okay, so I guess I can just ignore them if they're not answering back, you know. I know, you don't have to be shy. You can type something. Anyway, if someone wants to call in, it's 877-907-7217. And you can call in, and it's another number, 347-989-1473. Please don't talk about politics, sexual orientation, or religion. So I think what I'm going to do is close the video chat room for now. I'm just going to do that for now and just keep the lines open. Okay, I just closed that for now. So if people don't like talking, I'm just going to, you know, if they're just going to hang out in the video chat room because people are logging in and they're not saying anything, I don't know if people are shy or not. I don't bite much. Even though I have perfect teeth, I don't bite too much. So maybe people are just shy. I don't know. So I'm just going to keep the telephone open if people want to actually call in. It's 877-907-7217, 347-989-1473. Once again, 877-907-7217. If you call in, please do not talk about politics or sexual orientation or religion. Every once in a while I might bring up about God and such, but I'm not going to, you know, push it upon anybody. My show, once again, is about dreams, you know, goals, and help people, inspire them. And like I said, I always mention in my show, there are going to be people out there that's going to try to stop you with your dreams. Now, if people let their dreams die, that has nothing to do with you. If you have a dream, I mean, if you've ever noticed, I think people, like even with my personal experience, when I'm happy and things are working for me, I think sometimes people want to sabotage your dreams. And that's what it is. They just pretend to be happy sometimes when they're upset with themselves. But they don't want to see you, you know, push and advance in your life. So, you know, it's quite all right because you'll find out who actually will want to stay in your life. And you'll have those people around you because those are people that will lift you higher. And let me say that I had an experience with my brother Aurora picking me up, and it's like, oh, my Lord. And that's like, if you want to talk about lifting someone higher, he's kind of strong himself. But, you know, it doesn't matter what anybody says about your dreams or whatever, because of those are just words, and you just got to laugh. Because if you're working on a dream, you know, it's something that no one can stop you. Words are just words. If people write anything about you on the internet or whatever, you just like go, you know, whatever. Because in your life, those people are not around you. And it doesn't matter if you have haters, because I see people on my Facebook page and they're giving the finger and all stuff. And you don't even have to do that. And if people had, treated you bad in your past, you know, the best revenge is no revenge at all. You know, karma does come back around, and you don't even have to sit around and see it because it will happen. And another thing is, revenge, don't worry about it. Because when you're getting to do your dream, what you get to do, you don't have to worry about getting the last laugh. Because when you laugh every single day, it's such a wonderful feeling. Because, you know, within my life, you know, there was people that treated me bad, but that's okay. I'm not thinking of getting the last laugh because I laugh every single day, and I'm very happy and proud of myself, and I'm very secure in the fact is that I'm able to do what I do, and no one can stop me, and I will work with Jackie Chan. And I already, you know, half the battle is I got hold of Jackie Chan. He knows about me, so that's half the battle. And I do kind of consider Jackie Chan a friend of mine, and it's something where I do know that down the road, I am going to work with. Now, he's very busy, and I think people, what they thought, it was an obsession, and it wasn't, because really, there's fans out there that are totally obsessed with it. At least I'm working on things, and I know what there is to know about Jackie, you know, where he lives, his workplaces, and everything like that. The thing is, you know, people are like, why don't you just show up? You can't do that. You cannot do that. You just can't show up at Jackie's houses. You can't, I mean, anybody that has an idol, you're just going to look like a fan, and that's not what I'm going to do. So what Jackie wants me to do is to work. And so anybody that has a dream or goal, and if you want to work with an idol or something like that, you know, you can do it. It's not impossible. And, you know, what anybody says, and I know I'm repeating myself, it does not matter. So if anybody has a dream, a goal, you know, if you have a path and a destiny to do something, and I've always known I was meant to do something really, really big. It's just on my path, I kind of strayed, so that's what my problem was. So this is what you have to do. You have got to stay on your path. You might steer a little bit off, you know, every now and then, but you'll get back on it, like myself. So, you know, it's just something that I do know for a fact, and I'm living proof, because you cannot beat a good woman, and I'm as good as they can come, and I do know that me, Shelly Nunchucks, I'm a one in a million woman. Now, all these things and stuff I've seen and stuff, and, you know, but the one thing I say for myself, I'm making impossibilities reality. Now, that is my saying, and no one can stop me at all. So no one should be able to stop you. And if there's anybody out there, if they're shy and they don't want to call in or they're afraid or whatever, and you're listening to me, you know, you're just as good as anybody else. You know, in keeping on my path, I hope I keep inspiring. I know I've been doing that. I know I am inspiring people. So I hope you're staying on your path there. And to make you feel good, I want to play a song, part of I was actually in this video, and it's actually one of those feel-good songs, so I am actually going to play it. It's Feels by Laz and Kat at Tricep Studios. So playing it for one of my bros down in Boston, Crosby Tatum, and the whole Triceptus studio family. So here you go. Enjoy and do a little dance. Here we go. Gonna play field. Yay!
Yeah. Last rip. Cata B. Miss Smith and Envy. For the little 9 yard. Yeah. Check this out. Yeah. Triceptus Studio. Check it. Yeah. Yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lineup here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Fuck you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel a slide. But do the spell, don't waste no time.
At the studios with my brother down back in Boston, Crosby Tatum, which should be they should be finishing up their film, surprise, surprise. Now, today is Sunday. Now, remember that the clock went back an hour, fall back, spring ahead, even though I think more people tend to want to be springing ahead. And, you know, the winter's coming up, and we will be trading for Falcare. And once again, if you donate, you can go to the page and donate to Falcare, part of film that I am part of. And now remember, if you do donate a certain amount of money, I will personally video chat Skype with you or video chat through Facebook for a half hour session. Every $140 you donate, because this is the costume money that the company is looking for five of us. So it's 140 times five. They can use the money. It would be very helpful for that part. I know they're looking for more money, $35,000, but this actually is a big help because when you donate for the money, they might even put you know, if you donate money. I don't know if you get credits or not. You'll have to ask them. I'm just doing to do my part to help in my own way to try to promote, because right now I think from what I'm seeing, they need money for the costumes themselves. And I think what it said on there, if any companies that do donate, I think they kind of would put your company somehow in the scheme of Falcare, because it's a certain, I don't know if you can say time period, because all of us women are actually from different time periods, and I'm actually kind of like Rosie the Riveter during that time. That's the type of character I actually have. So, you know, if there is companies out there that donate towards the film, I mean, you, I don't know the business end of it. I just do the acting such. You can actually ask, or, you know, call up and ask them about that. I'm just trying to help promote. I'm not a promoter per se, but since I am part of the film and one of the leads, this is what the best that I can do, you know, to help donate. Like I said, if you're going to help with money today, you know, anywhere from $140 to $700, because the suits themselves, I know it's going to start off with making the main part. It's the whole bodysuit thing. It's $140, and then they have to I don't know if to say the transition of what the costume will look like, because it's going to have a body armor on it. The $140 will help each and every one of us women considerably a lot. So if you do donate, I will personally write you a thank you card. For every $140, I will personally write it, and you can, you know, it's not towards me. You're not going to send me the money. It has to go towards the company. So remember, go to Falcare on Facebook, and you can write them private messages. As Shelly was talking about, you know, donations towards the film. Once they get your donations, I personally will send you a thank you note. You know, it's not, you know, this is the only thing I can think of to help to try to raise money, because the costumes themselves, it is a very important part of the film and the battle part. Let me say, it's kind of, you know, one of those epic sales to it. So I definitely know it has one of those awesome, you know, themes going to it. You can, like I said, go to the page on Falcare and you'll be able to check it out. Now, I am kind of a little hungry, so what I'm going to do is actually end the show, and let's see what song I want to end the show with. Now, I'm doing a page on Facebook. It's called I Am Worth It, and it's dedicated to all the kids out there. You know, it's something where I know if you have bullies, because when I was young, I had bullies too, and I got beat up all the time, and sometimes kids, they feel like they are all alone. Believe me, and I've seen these YouTube videos, and these kids are taking their lives. And I really, you know, in hoping and speaking, you know, with my experience of just getting through it, we had our bullies and such, and I know there's kids out there that feel alone, and they feel like they can't really talk to anyone, and they want to take their lives, and they write their suicide notes on YouTube, and then they end their lives. To you kids out there that are feeling bullied, I am running a page called You Are Worth It on Facebook page, and you're welcome to go there, and no one's ever going to bully you there. You can go to that Facebook page. I personally run it, Shelly Nunchucks, and I, you know, I was one of those bullied kids. I was one of the nerds, the geeks, you know, the outcasts, the oddballs growing up, so to let you know, I was there. And you kids out there that are being bullied, you know, how do you not know that you kids out there, you might be the doctors that are going to cure cancer, or maybe if you love animals, you're going to rescue animals. How do you not know? If you're an artist, how do you not know you're going to be that, draw great cartoons and, you know, work with Stan Lee or George Lucas or Disney or something? How do you not know your dreams might not come true? Because I am living proof. I'm standing here today talking live on this radio show where you can listen anytime you want. I was there. So for you kids out there, I'm going to end the show, and the song The Fight Out, one of my theme songs, this is for you. So for all those kids out there, this is for you. You are fighters, and you belong in here and got a good enough chance as anybody else to live out your dreams. So here you go. This is for you kids out there, and anybody that has a dream, remember, get away from the energy-sucking vampires like I did, and believe me, your life will change, and you will be happy just like me, because I'm living proof. Anyway, everyone, enjoy, you know, that extra hour today. Get some naps in if you can, you know, cuddled with your loved ones, with your kitties or your puppy dogs. Anyway, everyone, have a good Sunday.
Anxiety. anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb on my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong, be patient. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
I'm a warrior kid, I said.